Questions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Welcome to Healing the Grieving Heart with host mother-daughter team Dr. Gloria Call Horsley, marriage and family therapist, and Dr. Heidi Horsley, both experts in the area of grief and loss. Dr. Gloria and Dr. Heidi dedicate this show to their deceased son and sibling, Scott, and to all of the parents and other family members who have lost loved ones before their time. Each week, Dr. Gloria and Dr. Heidi and their guests will share stories of loss, hope, and renewal.
Hello, I'm Dr. Gloria Horsley. Welcome to Healing the Grieving Heart. If you're listening today to Thursday, our live internet show, please join Heidi and me on the show by calling our toll-free number, 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792 with questions or comments regarding the losses in your life. This show is a show of hope and renewal for those who have suffered the loss of a child or a sibling or a grandchild. And always our message is others have been there and made it before you, and you can make it too. You do not walk alone. These shows are archived on our website, healingthegrievingheart.org, and on the Compassionate Friends websites. They can also be downloaded on iTunes. And we are on selected radio stations. You can go to our website, healingthegrievingheart.org, to look up what stations we're on. Well, Heidi, good morning.
Good morning, Mom.
It's good to talk to you this morning. Before we introduce our guest, I think you want to talk a little bit about some events that went on in New York yesterday, and then we have some emails.
I do. As most of the listeners know, I live here in Midtown Manhattan. And yesterday, unfortunately, Corey Liddell, who is a New York Yankees pitcher, accidentally crashed into a high-rise building, and he was killed. And I just wanted to say that my heart goes out to his family and to his siblings. Last night on Larry King Live, his twin brother was on, and he was amazing. And I think right now he's being strong for his parents, which is what we do as siblings. We step up and we're strong for our parents initially after the death of our sibling, and in this case, a twin brother.
Yep.
So it's heartbreaking.
Quite a thing, and for somebody to be on, I'm sure he's in shock.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
To be able to come on the next day is pretty incredible.
Yeah.
So I wanted to go over an email with you, and also some of the answers to these emails are on the blog. You can go to our website and look at our new blog, and we're just getting used to this, and we're hoping to get a little more user-friendly blog so that you can all blog in and comment to each other, and we have great hopes and expectations for this. So we got an email, Heidi, from, a woman who says that her son, I believe it's Kim, who said that her son was killed 2.5 years ago,
mm-hmm.
and that he took his own life while coming off of antidepressants. And she says the problem is, and she wanted to comment on it, is that she wonders if it's normal. Her Trevor's friend is getting married, and she feels like she's totally regressing and getting very upset, and she thought she was moving along with her grief. Do you have a thought on that for Kim?
I think it's very normal. I think every time an event happens that your child will never experience, such as a wedding of a friend, and that happens, you know, you grieve. You grieve the loss of the wedding you'll never go to. You'll grieve the loss of the grandkids you'll never have. You grieve all these things. So it brings up what you've lost. It brings up strong feelings of grief, and it's very, very normal.
Absolutely, and I comment on that on the web, on our blog. One of the things I say to Kim is sometimes it takes about four times, and the wedding of a friend, this is the first time for her, so you will regress, and it's part, you know, it's really what happens.
Right, and like you said, Mom, over time you'll always have those grief feelings, those feelings of pain, but you will rebound faster as time goes on. So, like you said, you'll be able to get through it faster the next time. You'll rebound a little faster from your grief, from your regression.
Absolutely. Okay, and then we have another one for Jamie, who's a co-editor of the St. Louis chapter of Bereaved Parents USA's newsletter. And she says that, I loved this email. It was so wonderful because her child died only 4 months ago.
Wow.
And she said, your radio show is probably the most consistent support I have. I can curl up next to my laptop when needed. I thank you both from the bottom of my heart for designing and hosting these shows. And one of the things, she asked us a question, the email goes on, it's a lovely email, and she asked us a question She recently found a lump in her breast, and she said she's found them before, and she's been very upset. But this time, it made her giddy, and she was concerned about that, and what do we think about that?
Well, I think the pull to the grave is strong, and the idea of joining your child, you desperately want to join your child and your sibling after a death. I mean, I wanted to join Scott so bad, even though you know it's not possible, that's where you want to be, reunited with them.
So absolutely. I think, and it's not like you really want to lose your life, it's just the idea
of being reunited and seeing that person again.
Absolutely. So,
and I love the visual of her crawling up next to the computer.
I do, too. It's wonderful.
Yeah, that's what I love.
And also, by the way, everyone, she did go to her gynecologist and her doctor, and she is taking care of this. We want to hear that.
Right.
It's one thing to feel that giddy or whatever, but the other thing is you do need to take action to take care of your health.
Absolutely.
Because it is a traumatic thing.
Mm-hmm.
Heidi, do you have one more comment about
it? Yes, I did. It was an email from someone named Kim. I don't know if it was the same email, or I think it was the same email.
It might be. I think it was a different one she sent, maybe.
Okay, it talked about how her husband is listening to all the shows on his iPod to and from work. They are really helping him, and he even initiates talking about their son.
Yeah, it's great, and getting people to listen to these shows brings in kind of a different perspective, and it can add where you can depersonalize it. You can talk about somebody else and find things from that area. Okay, well, Heidi, let's move on, and would you introduce our guest today?
Sure, I'd love to. Our topic today is the death of an adult child, and our guest is Natalie Smith Blakesley. For more than 10 years, Natalie has connected parents with the children they have lost with her messages from the light. She thought she understood what it was like for a parent to lose a child. She had no clue until her 27-year-old daughter, Carrie, passed from leukemia on October 2nd, 2005. Just 9 short months after her daughter's passing, she is driven to help other bereaved parents who endure the same loss through a website she made in memory of Carrie called Healing Hearts Haven. Welcome to the show, Natalie.
Thank you.
Hi, Natalie. Welcome. And my goodness, it has been such a short time for you.
It really has.
You know, just incredible to have you on the show, and I know it's going to be a great thing for our newly bereaved people out there.
Mm-hmm. Carrie's anniversary of her first anniversary of her passing was Monday, October 2nd.
Oh, my goodness. So it's just been 1 year.
Yeah.
And how was that year for you, for our folks out there? I mean, the date. What did you do, and how did you deal with it?
Well, the date of her passing, I got together with a girlfriend, and we went out to lunch, and, of course, visited the cemetery early in the morning and asked for many signs from Carrie.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember distinctly Carrie saying, I could hear her say to me, you're not going to hear what you need to hear on that station. So I changed the radio station. And it wasn't until after I needed to jump in the car and go to lunch with my girlfriend, and the song was playing as I started the car.
That's amazing, yeah.
And what song was it?
Live Like You Were Dying, Tim McGraw.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, so many of us and so many of our listeners, music is such an important thing and those way of connecting. It's really
mm-hmm.
great. Tell me about the year. Was she sick for a year? She had leukemia.
We actually suspected this around May of 2004, officially diagnosed the holiday weekend, that Friday before the holiday weekend. 2004, and we lost her October 2005.
That was very quick.
Yes.
Very quick. Now, she has you have a little grandchild by her?
Yeah, Morgan is 8 years old, and she looks just like her mama.
Oh, that's such a great gift.
Yeah, she's beautiful.
So what's gotten you through? You were only at the first year. I'm so struck by this. I've got to tell you, I know my mom is too. What has gotten you through the first year?
I think my faith and my knowledge and what I believe that Carrie is in heaven and the signs that I've gotten from her.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I wanted to talk to you a little bit about your grieving parents' wishes that you wrote. I know we're going to have a couple of callers, so I wanted to make sure that we were able to talk about some of these things. You have written some really marvelous things, and I would suggest that people go to your website, www.loveandlight.com, because you have some wonderful things, and one of them I really liked was your grieving parents' wishes.
Mm-hmm.
And the first is on it, I wish you would not be afraid to speak my child's name. Could you talk about that a little bit?
So many are, even my own family. I remember picking my mother up from work, and I mentioned Carrie, and my mom changed the subject. You know, sometimes it's very difficult for other family members because they don't know how the bereaved mom will act, or, you know, how my family, you know, thinks that I'll react to all this. Will put me in tears, and, oh, gosh, what will they do next?
Right, and they really don't need to do anything, do they?
They don't. They don't need to do anything. I mean, it can be as emotional as you're laughing one minute and crying the next, or laughing and crying at the same time.
Right.
Well, and people are so afraid that you're going to fall apart, and I think you say at one point, it's okay if we have tears. It's okay if we cry.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. And the crying and emotional outbursts are healing. I like that comment that you made about that. I think that's a positive thing for folks out there to think about them as healing.
Yeah, I did. I had one person in my life that told me that, well, your daughter's gone now. I don't want to hear about her no more.
Oh.
And that was probably one of the cruelest things that I had ever heard. And I said, I don't want to hear about your living children.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not me to be as sarcastic back.
Right.
But I was so abruptly hurt by all of that that, you know, you don't want to hear about my daughter. You know, her life may have ended October 2nd, 2005. Your children live on. I should still have that every right to talk about my daughter
absolutely.
And all of my children.
And that's what I'm hearing from you is a little bit of anger about it, which I think is great because I think that's one of the things that we do deal with is a certain amount of anger. And maybe we can talk about that a little bit when we come back from break. And
okay.
It's not time to go on break now, and I'm your host, Dr. Gloria Horsley, and you're listening to Healing the Grieving Heart. And you can go to our website at healingthegrievingheart.org to hear more about our show and to look at our archive shows. They're also archived on the Compassionate Friends website. You can also download them on iPod. And we are happy to have on our show today Natalie Smith Blakely's. And she's talking to us today about her wonderful daughter who passed away.
The Compassionate Friends Self-Help Bereavement Support Organization has nearly 600 chapters in the United States, offering friendship, understanding, and hope to families that have experienced the death of a child, no matter the age or cause. If your family has suffered this tragic loss, there is no reason for you to walk this difficult journey alone. Many who have had a child die have learned how helpful it is to be able to talk or just listen in a group setting with those who truly understand the pain of losing a child. To locate a chapter near you or to receive a free comprehensive bereavement packet, including a copy of the Compassionate Friends National Magazine, We Need Not Walk Alone, call toll-free 877-969-0010. You are also invited to visit the TCF National website at CompassionateFriends.org.
Hello, this is Dr. Gloria Horsley, host of Healing the Grieving Heart. Many of you have asked Heidi and me about our forthcoming book for parents on helping teens deal with loss. We are pleased to announce that the book will be published by Rainbow Books and will be available in your bookstores spring of 07. Visit our website for the quote of the week, as well as information on our next book, Keeping Your Marriage Strong After a Profound Loss.
Hi, this is Jimmy Rosica of Johnny Maestro on the Brooklyn Bridge. You know, throughout the years we've had the good fortune of meeting many wonderful fans from all walks of life. One such fan is Bud Kiefer, who 5 years ago during the tragic events of 9/11 lost his only son, and by Bud's account, one of our biggest fans, FDNY firefighter Michael Kiefer. To celebrate Michael's life and to benefit the New York Firefighters Burn Center Foundation, Bud and his family will hold a third annual doo-wop fundraiser on Sunday, October 8th, 6 p.m. at the Plaidoyche Park Restaurant on Hempstead Turnpike in Franklin Square. Your $75 donation will not only include a full buffet, unlimited beer, wine and soda, music and dancing, and a special guest appearance by Don K. Reed of the Doo-Wop Shop, but also a performance by us, Johnny Maestro, on the Brooklyn Bridge. So call Bud Kiefer for your tickets by September the 25th at 516-485-5021. That's 516-485-5021. Come out for the cause. Let's show them all that we'll never forget.
Omega Institute is the country's leading center for holistic studies. Now you can experience selected workshops from Omega in the comfort of your own home. Join us for a live web broadcast with John Friend, the founder of Anusara Yoga. In this dynamic workshop, we learn the Hatha Yoga system that is a celebration of the heart and looks for the good in all people and all things. To find out more about our live web broadcast, log on to our website, www.eomega.org. That's www.eomega.org. Or call us at 800-944-1001. That's 800-944-1001.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
We now rejoin Dr. Gloria and Dr. Heidi on Healing the Grieving Heart, a show of hope and renewal for those who suffer the loss of a loved one.
Welcome back to Healing the Grieving Heart. I am your co-host, Dr. Heidi, with my mom and host, Dr. Gloria. Our topic today is death of an adult child, and our guest is Natalie Smith Blakesley. For more than 10 years, Natalie has connected parents with the children they have lost with her messages from the light. Natalie's 27-year-old daughter, Carrie, died from leukemia on October 2, 2005. Just 9 short months after her daughter's passing, she is driven to help other bereaved parents who endure the same loss through a website she made in memory of Carrie called Healing Hearts Haven. Welcome back to the show, Natalie and Gloria.
Thanks, Hyde. You know, I was just thinking with that introduction you put, it's 9 short months, but it's longer now. When Natalie and I kind of came up with that, right? Natalie,
that's right.
It's only been 9 months. That's why we're saying that.
And now it's just 12 short months, right?
Yeah, October 2nd, the anniversary, and we were talking about what Natalie did. And
absolutely right, Mom.
And how she got the song on the radio when she was, leaving the cemetery, Natalie?
Actually, I was leaving the house to go have lunch with a friend of mine, my girlfriend. And we were going to go out and just to, you know, kind of keep me busy, you know, for the rest of the day until my almost 6-year-old came home from school.
Yeah, keeping busy. Is that one of the things you suggest to folks out there?
Keep busy. Stay with someone or be with someone that understands the grief.
I like that. You know? I've got to say, Natalie, I'm stuck on the fact that your friend obviously had no clue about grief and didn't understand. And we were saying at break that I think your friend gets the worst comment award.
Yeah, Heidi, can you tell the audience what it was? Because some folks
the comment Natalie's friend made was, I don't ever want to hear about Carrie again. Wasn't that how he said it?
That's exactly how he said it. He said that he should be able to talk about his children. His children were living, and since Carrie was gone, you know, out of sight, out of mind type of thing, I don't want to hear about her.
Yeah, that is absolutely the worst comment I've ever heard. That's horrible. That's hideous. And we were also talking about anger and how we have a legitimate right to have anger when people say insensitive comments. And I always say any comment that starts with at least needs not to be said. At least
exactly.
He didn't suffer. At least you have other children. At least you have other siblings. It's like, just stop talking. As soon as you hear at least, stop, you know. They're very insensitive. And they're not helpful.
If there are other children, and I do have 2 other daughters, still, Carrie was an individual. Carrie was herself, and there was no one at all like Carrie in the world.
She was unique.
I love
Very.
That. Natalie, we were talking about that worst comment award. I really think that there should be one for that, and I'm sure all of our folks, if anybody wants to write in worst comments to the blog, certainly feel free because it's good to get them out there. And I was saying to Natalie during the break, too, that I love the fact that she can talk about anger. I wanted to go to your grieving parent wishes a little bit. One thing I wanted to say, too, was you get new friends, don't you? You were saying you kind of gave up the friendship with this man who made that comment to you.
Exactly.
Well, we got new ones that come in, right?
You gravitate towards people, like with the Healing Heart Haven group. I find myself very gravitated towards those ladies. I mean, a lot of them have more years on me than in their grief with the loss of their children. But some of them are still, you know, they're coming in 2, 3, and 4 months into their grief. You know, and I feel like I'm still the new kid on the block, you know, but they call me the mother hen, so.
So everyone's at different stages in a way, and in a different place, I should say. Some people are further along in their journey.
And as we were saying with Kim's email at the beginning, you can have regression times, too.
Right, absolutely.
Where you're you know, it's not a steady state process.
And I think that scares people sometimes because they're thinking I should be in a certain place, I mean, which isn't necessarily true because there's no place that you should or shouldn't be. They all of a sudden become overwhelmed with these feelings of grief, and they're thinking, wait a minute, what's going on here? Am I back where I used to be initially, where I couldn't, you know, get out of bed? It's scary.
I found that with me, I was doing, you know, okay after the holidays, mm-hmm. and then when her birthday came up in August, you know, I started noticing that I was forgetting things again. I'm going, oh, no, we're back to square one where I was in the first 3 to 4 months.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes that can come a few days before an event, too.
Yeah.
So that it kind of sneaks up on you because you're not, you don't want to focus on their birthday or whatever, and but yet strange things are happening.
Oh, I've often said if I could just go to sleep for a couple of days before, you know, her anniversary of her passing,
mm-hmm.
you know, that would have... I would have liked that, and there are many other bereaved parents that have said the same thing.
Right. And then we have some sneaky things that are coming up now, like it's October, Halloween's coming up. You know, and what did you do with your child then, particularly the folks out there that have younger kids? You know, you may have to make a plan of who you're going to have answer the door, if you're going to be home, or, you know, what you're going to do.
What that's going to bring up when you see children coming to your door in costume, and that would have been your child's, you know,
yeah.
in a costume trick-or-treating.
So these
no,
things...
Even with adult children, you know, I think back, Carrie wore my first Halloween costume. My mom had it put away. It was the first one that I wore, so I put it on Carrie.
That's
and
nice.
I'll think of that on Halloween.
Absolutely.
Yeah, definitely.
Do you still have it?
Yes.
Yeah, maybe you'll want to do something with it.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Can your granddaughter wear any of it, or would you want not that to happen?
Oh, my granddaughter's 8, so she's a little too big.
A little too small.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I wanted to go to your grieving parent wishes that you have on your website, www.lightandlove.com. And one of the things you say is, I will have highs and lows. You're saying, I wish you wouldn't think that if I have a good day, my grief is over.
Mm-hmm.
Or if I have a bad day, I need psychiatric counseling.
I love that.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was really excellent.
It's like people are passing judgment to a certain extent. On how you are.
Right.
Yeah. If I start crying, my mom says, you're just not dealing with this. Or I've heard, you need to be over it by now.
If you're crying, maybe you are dealing with it.
Yeah.
You know?
That's my way of dealing with it.
Exactly.
Usually when people say things like us, they're not dealing with it. They can't deal with the situation.
And I've said so many times, you know, you never get over this. You learn to live with that. There's no getting over a child or a sibling. We don't want to get over them. They're part of our lives. They're part of who we are. You know, we want to incorporate them into our lives and continue bonds with them.
Exactly.
Yeah. Another comment you made, which I love from your parent wish list, is being a bereaved parent, and I will say also a bereaved sibling, or a grandparent, is not contagious. So I wish you wouldn't shy away from me.
Mm-hmm. And, Mom, you remember what you did when people started fleeing from you?
We got a dog.
Yeah, a little puppy.
I had a 14-year-old, and it brought her friends to us rather than having them avoid us.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's not contagious, but people do get scared, don't you think, Natalie?
Exactly. I know when I called my girlfriend, we had gone through everything together. We had our children within 2 months of each other. We had been friends for 26 years. When I called her and told her that there was no more hope for Carrie and that we were going to lose her, I called 3 times. She never returned my phone call. And finally admitted at the funeral home, she said to me, I was just afraid I was going to lose one of mine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And those things hurt so much.
And I said, but I needed you.
Yeah. Right. It hurts so much when our friends aren't there for us. We've talked to a lot of teens about that too, haven't we, Heidi?
Yeah, well, and I love when people just come up and say, you know, I don't know what to say, and that's why I don't know what to do or what to say. And I don't know how to behave, and I love that. I'm like, that's all I need to hear. Is that you're not sure what to do, and so therefore you're not around me. Because there's nothing you can do. Just be with me and don't flee when you see me.
Right.
I'd rather have somebody not say anything at all than say something false, fake, or something that doesn't belong in character.
Right,
yeah.
Exactly. I mean, someone at Compassionate Friends said, before I lost my son, I used to send a card, a condolence card. Now I send myself. And that's what we want. We want to see people around us.
And, you know, you don't have to do anything. Well, our folks, to the folks, I guess we should be saying to those folks out there, we're telling you what you need, but How do we deal with the people who do this? Who, you know, what do you do with them?
What do you mean, who run away?
Well, yeah, and people like Natalie's mother. What do you do if what do I do if my mother's making nasty comments?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. How have you handled it, Natalie? Do you have any suggestions for these early bereavers out there?
Well, my mom had said something about, you know, how Carrie and I didn't get along, and that was supposed to make me feel better, I think, she thought. You know, how there were different times that we locked horns. Well,
which is
please
normal.
Tell me the two of you exactly.
I was going to say, it's totally normal. That's a part of a functional relationship.
Exactly, between mothers and daughters, you
right.
know. And she thought that would help, I guess, to make me feel better about it. And I said, you know, you just didn't know the Carrie that I knew.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And I said, I really don't think it's fair that you pass judgment. And that's what I said. I've learned to be outspoken, but saying it in a nice way.
Uh-huh.
You know, but getting my point across, because I think the more if I hold it in inside, I'm just going to blow up, you know, and say something, you know, to the point where I wouldn't want it to be to somebody who didn't deserve, you know. I think you can say something with respect to somebody and say, excuse me, but I think that hurt my feelings.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I know that hurt my feelings.
Well, some people we're just going to have to move on from, and some people we can't because they're family members, and we do have to try to figure out some strategies.
Exactly.
To, you know, keep things going. I think journaling can be helpful, talking to other people.
Teaching people what we need.
Pardon?
Teaching people what we need, what I
need. Yeah, oh yeah, we need to teach people what we need, don't you think, Natalie?
Yes.
Not everyone knows.
I think we're coming on a break now, up on a break, I hear it.
Oh, you do? Okay,
yeah.
Good. All right, we're coming up on a break. I'm your host, Dr. Gloria Horsley, with my co-host, Dr. Heidi Horsley, and this is the show Healing the Grieving Heart, and today our guest is Natalie Smith-Blakely, and we're talking about the death of her lovely daughter, Carrie, and please stay tuned.
The Compassionate Friends Self-Help Bereavement Support Organization has nearly 600 chapters in the United States, offering friendship, understanding, and hope to families that have experienced the death of a child, no matter the age or cause. If your family has suffered this tragic loss, there is no reason for you to walk this difficult journey alone. Many who have had a child die have learned how helpful it is to be able to talk or just listen in a group setting with those who truly understand the pain of losing a child. To locate a chapter near you or to receive a free comprehensive bereavement packet, including a copy of the Compassionate Friends National Magazine, We Need Not Walk Alone, call toll-free 877-969-0010. You are also invited to visit the TCF National website at CompassionateFriends.org.
Opinions, options, answers. Voice America Health and Wellness.
The incidence of autism has increased at an alarming rate. Autism One, a conversation of hope, hosted by Betsy Hicks, illuminates how right now there is more reason than ever for individuals with autism spectrum disorders and their families to have the best hope for the brightest future. Autism is treatable, and given appropriate therapies, children are recovering. With well-known researchers and doctors, members of Congress, and expert service providers from a wide range of disciplines, Betsy offers interviews and insights highlighting the progress in areas related to autism spectrum disorders such as biomedical research and treatment, communication, education, and behavioral modalities, adult services, sociological and philosophical issues, and legislative advocacy and insurance concerns. Autism One, a conversation of hope, broadcast each Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern, on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. Autism One, a conversation of hope. Through education and conversation, there is hope.
Hi, this is Jimmy Rosseeker of Johnny Maestro on the Brooklyn Bridge. You know, throughout the years, we've had the good fortune of meeting many wonderful fans from all walks of life. One such fan is Bud Kiefer, who 5 years ago, during the tragic events of 9/11, lost his only son, and by Bud's account, one of our biggest fans, FDNY firefighter Michael Kiefer. To celebrate Michael's life and to benefit the New York Firefighters Burn Center Foundation, Bud and his family will hold the third annual Doo-Wop fundraiser on Sunday, October 8th, 6 p.m. at the Plattoysh Park Restaurant on Hempstead Turnpike in Franklin Square. Your $75 donation will not only include a full buffet, unlimited beer, wine and soda, music and dancing, and a special guest appearance by Don K. Reed of the Doo-Wop Shop, but also a performance by us, Johnny Maestro, on the Brooklyn Bridge. So call Bud Kiefer for your tickets by September the 25th at 516-485-5021. That's 516-485-5021. Come out for the cause. Let's show them all that we'll never forget.
Hi, this is Mark Victor Hansen. You know me for Chicken Soup for the Soul, the 1 Minute Millionaire, and Cracking the Millionaire Code. And what I want you to know is that if you want to have rip-roaringly good health, listen to Health Crusades by my friend John Farley.
Tune in to Health Crusades with John Farley every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, only on Voice America Health and Wellness.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
We now rejoin Dr. Gloria and Dr. Heidi on Healing the Grieving Heart, a show of hope and renewal for those who suffer the loss of a loved one.
Welcome back to Healing the Grieving Heart. I'm your co-host, Dr. Heidi, with my mom and host, Dr. Gloria. Our topic today is death of an adult child, and our guest is Natalie Smith Blakesley. For more than 10 years, Natalie has connected parents with the children they have lost with her messages from the light. Natalie's 27-year-old daughter, Carrie, died from leukemia on October 2, 2005. Just 12 short months after her daughter's passing, she is driven to help other bereaved parents who endure the same loss through a website she made in memory of Carrie called Healing Hearts Haven. Welcome back to the show, Natalie and Gloria.
Thanks, Heidi. Well, welcome back, Natalie. We've got a caller, but before they come on, I just wanted to ask you, I know you said that you worked with families before who had lost children before Carrie died, and now you said that you really didn't weren't in touch with the whole thing. And what is your thought about that? How have things changed for you?
So much that I didn't understand then that I thought that I did. I thought I knew since, and I use the phrase, I jumped in the shoes of a bereaved parent and jumped back out. And I make reference to that because of my 5.5-year-old, Allie. She died 6 hours after she was born, and they brought her back. So that gut-wrenching pain and stab in the heart that you feel when you lose a child, I felt that, mm-hmm. you know, for a split moment, mm-hmm. you know, until they resuscitated her. I thought I truly had an understanding of that.
Right.
I didn't. I didn't until I lost Carrie.
So you didn't understand the depth of that pain.
Yeah, the ongoing. I mean, I could jump back out of those shoes when Allie was resuscitated. When we lost Carrie, you know, we lost so much more. You know, you can't jump back out of those shoes again. You know, she's gone and we can't bring her back.
Right, and you so want to, and
yeah.
sometimes talk about grief as being a huge tantrum because we've been told that if you want something badly enough, you can get it.
Yeah,
and we just can't get that.
It's one thing you can't control, can you?
Absolutely not.
And it is true, you can read all the books in the world about the pain of losing a sibling, losing a child, but until you've been there, you don't really 100% get how enormous and how deep it is.
Because
yeah. No,
I think it's such a physical thing, too. It's not just a mental process.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we've got a guest, a call-in right now, and I believe it's a friend of yours, Dennis Spaulding. Is it
yes.
Spaulding? And
Spaulding.
He's written a book, I believe, My Search for the Afterlife. And Dennis, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Gloria. Or
hi,
I should
Dennis.
Say afternoon. It's morning here in Seattle. But
oh.
Gloria, Heidi, and Natalie, how are you doing?
Good.
Thank you.
Nice to have you on the show, and it's great to have Natalie on. And she's I understand you're a bereaved parent also.
Yeah, that's correct. I lost my son, Sean, in 1993 in a single car auto accident. So I've been dealing with this for almost 14 years now.
Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah. So do you have any thoughts? Have you been listening to the show? And
I just tuned in here about 10 minutes ago
okay.
since I was working, had to take a break.
Yeah. Well, I have to tell you, the people I was telling Natalie, we really position the show for people who are newly bereaved for the last couple of years. And some of our folks are even newly bereaved only weeks or even days. And our message is, we've made it and so can you. It's a tough process, isn't it?
Very tough. It once I found out, you know, that he had died, my ex-wife at the time had called me on the telephone. I had just talked with him the previous Friday. She calls me on a Monday with nothing to set it up. She's got this distinct accent. She was from Trinidad, and I recognize her voice, and she goes, Dennis? And I go, yeah, what's going on? She says, I just wanted to call and tell you Sean's dead.
Wow, that's a shock.
No emotion. And you talk about the world opening up, swallowing you,
yep.
and your heart being ripped, and just, you know, thrown for this catastrophic loop. You know, just imagine hearing that over the phone one time.
Right.
So I was basically shut down for 4 years. I didn't want to talk about it, not even with the children.
That's pretty typical of a male, isn't it?
Yeah, I believe so. We try to handle it within ourselves, you know, try to get your focus, try to, you know, get your life back on track again. And my daughter, you know, she wanted to investigate more. Well, what caused that accident? Since it was a single car accident, he died instantly. He hit the concrete pillar of a bridge. Mm-hmm. And I was, no. I said, he's dead. He's gone. I can't bring him back. Drop it.
Mm-hmm.
And that lasted about 4 years.
And then what happened?
Well, then I decided I wanted to face my ghosts. I wanted to find my son. And that's when my spiritual search began.
Mm-hmm.
My two best friends were the library and the bookstores. I read everything I could on spirituality.
Mm-hmm.
And I started growing from that process. It's talked about in the book. It starts out, you know, basic notes that I was taking at the time. Then I kind of made a journal out of it for myself. And then at about 80 pages, I started thinking, well, wait, maybe I can help other people that have gone through this process.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so from that...
Now tell me, I want our audience to know, particularly the guys out there, this is 4 years later. Have you got any advice for these guys that are in the first year? Mm-hmm. I know you waited. Would you suggest that they get help or maybe go to Compassionate Friends or Bereaved Parent Group or go online or write some? I don't know. What kind of advice would you have for these guys?
Any organization that helps a bereaved parent where you can get more information to realize you are not the only one that has suffered or that is suffering at that time, so forth. Anything that's going to help you move forward in that grief, it's a benefit. You know, I kind of stalled around a little bit. I did go to a couple of meetings, Compassionate Friends and stuff like that. And, yes, it was helpful in some ways. And then in other ways, you know, I felt I could handle this grief on my own. You know, you're proud male and all this stuff.
Try to open up a little bit more to it than you did, or you feel good with how you did it?
I feel really, really good now, how I did. It could have happened a little bit sooner, but I think my process, you know, helped me. It gave me a basis on the inside, you know, to make myself stronger, to face what I knew I was going to have to face or things that were going to be presented to me and so forth.
Right. Well, listen, Dennis, it's time for us to go to break now. And Dennis Spaulding, is it Spaulding?
Spaulding, just like the sporting goods. No, you.
His book is My Search for the Afterlife, and you might want to pick it up. And thanks a lot for calling in, Dennis.
Thanks,
no problem.
Dennis.
Have a good day, Natalie.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You're listening to Healing the Grieving Heart. I'm your host, Dr. Gloria Horsley, with my co-host, Dr. Heidi Horsley. This show is archived on our website, healingthegrievingheart.org, as well as the Compassionate Friends website. We can also be downloaded on iTunes. Stay tuned to hear more about Death of a Noble Child from Natalie Smith Blakesley.
The Compassionate Friends Self-Help Bereavement Support Organization has nearly 600 chapters in the United States, offering friendship, understanding, and hope to families that have experienced the death of a child, no matter the age or cause. If your family has suffered this tragic loss, there is no reason for you to walk this difficult journey alone. Many who have had a child die have learned how helpful it is to be able to talk or just listen in a group setting with those who truly understand the pain of losing a child. To locate a chapter near you or to receive a free comprehensive bereavement packet, including a copy of the Compassionate Friends National Magazine, We Need Not Walk Alone, call toll-free 877-969-0010. You are also invited to visit the TCF National website at CompassionateFriends.org.
A fresh look at today's health. Voice America Health and Wellness.
This is Dr. Gloria Horsley. Just a reminder to our listeners that you can own 10 of the very best Healing the Grieving Heart shows, available on CD. Our listeners tell us that they have used these shows to examine the many viewpoints of grief and to stimulate conversation on this difficult subject. Call toll-free 877-969-0010, that's 877-969-0010, to order a set or visit the CompassionateFriends.org website and click on TCF Originals for the opportunity to purchase this specially priced set at only $60 for 10 CDs plus shipping and handling. Heidi and I have donated all the proceeds to the Compassionate Friends to help bereaved families following the death of a child.
Hi, this is Jimmy Rosseeker of Johnny Meister on the Brooklyn Bridge. You know, throughout the years we've had the good fortune of meeting many wonderful fans from all walks of life. One such fan is Bud Kiefer, who 5 years ago during the tragic events of 9/11 lost his only son, and by Bud's account, one of our biggest fans, FDNY firefighter Michael Kiefer. To celebrate Michael's life and to benefit the New York Firefighters Burn Center Foundation, Bud and his family will hold the third annual doo-wop fundraiser on Sunday, October 8th, 6 p.m. at the Plaidoyish Park Restaurant on Hempstead Turnpike in Franklin Square. Your $75 donation will not only include a full buffet, unlimited beer, wine and soda, music and dancing, and a special guest appearance by Don K. Reed of the Doo-Wop Shop, but also a performance by us, Johnny Maestro, on the Brooklyn Bridge. So call Bud Kiefer for your tickets by September the 25th at 516-485-5021. That's 516-485-5021. Come out for the cause. Let's show them all that we'll never forget.
Omega Institute is the country's leading center for holistic studies. Now you can experience selected workshops from Omega in the comfort of your own home. Join us for a live web broadcast with John Friend, the founder of Anasara Yoga. In this dynamic workshop, we learn the Hatha Yoga system that is a celebration of the heart and looks for the good in all people and all things. To find out more about our live web broadcast, log on to our website, www.eomega.org. That's www.eomega.org. Or call us at 800-944-1001. That's 800-944-1001.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
We now rejoin Dr. Gloria and Dr. Heidi on Healing the Grieving Heart, a show of hope and renewal for those who suffer the loss of a loved one.
Welcome back to Healing the Grieving Heart. I'm your co-host, Dr. Heidi, with my mom and host, Dr. Gloria. Our topic today is death of an adult child, and our guest is Natalie Smith Blakesley. For more than 10 years, Natalie has connected parents with the children they have lost with her messages from the light. Natalie's 27-year-old daughter, Carrie, died from leukemia on October 2, 2005. Just 12 short months after her daughter's passing, she is driven to help other bereaved parents who endure the same loss through a website she made in memory of Carrie called Healing Hearts Haven. Welcome back to the show, Natalie and Gloria.
Thanks, Art. We have a call-in, and this is our last break, so we want to speed along here. Sheila from Delaware.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, Hi. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Do you have a comment or a question?
Yes, I've just joined Natalie's group, Healing Hearts Haven.
Uh-huh.
I lost my son, my young child, Matt, on 9/11.
Oh, dear.
Sorry.
He was working at the Pentagon.
Ah.
Oh, my.
And thanks to Natalie, I've also found your show now that I'm going to be listening to quite often.
Oh, great.
Very good.
Good. All you spoke about, I felt all these feelings where people don't want to talk about. If you mention your Matt's name, people try to say, change the subject. And I just can't understand why anybody wouldn't want to let us talk.
Yeah. But Natalie, do you have a comment for her on that?
Well, that's why I created the group, Sheila, and the moms there, and there are some dads there also, you know, to be able to talk about our feelings. And we know when every, you know, one of us is having a bad day, either we're on a lot or we're not on at all, you know, and just making sure checking in with everybody. And I'm glad that you're at Healing Heart Haven, hon.
Oh, I'm, like I said, I've just joined, and I'm having a little bit of a tough time today because it's my birthday, and then Matt's birthday comes
birthday.
Up at the end of November.
Well, happy birthday, and we're so glad you called in to get day, and thanks so much, Sheila, and keep in touch, and I'm glad to hear that you're involved with Natalie. That's great. Thanks
I sure will, and thank you.
Thanks,
bye-bye.
Sheila.
Take care.
That's wonderful, Natalie. Natalie, could you, it's our last break, and I want to know if there's anything that you feel like we've missed, want to talk about your site or whatever.
Just wanted to mention loveandlight.com, and you can find some of the links there for Healing Heart Haven. And for the TV show that I do, there's also a chat that if moms and dads are bereaved parents, they can join the chat, you know, and we get together and we talk and, you know, we also have guest speakers that come into the chat room, you know, and help with grief and the way that we're feeling. So some of those are coming up.
Now, how do they find your chat room, Natalie?
The chat room, actually, because MSN has stopped theirs, is at the TV show website, which is messagesfromthelighttv.com.
Okay, great. And your show's in Pennsylvania, is that right?
Yes,
shown live there. And they can also, buy a CD of it or something from your show?
DVD, yes.
And a DVD from your website?
Yes.
Okay, great. Well, it's been great having you on the show today, and it's just been wonderful to talk to you, and I love all the good work you're doing. And again, Heidi, are we amazed that it's been a year?
I am completely blown away that you're here talking, Natalie, about Carrie. Yeah, and thank you so much, because it gives people a voice for what's, you know, for someone that's only a year down the road.
Well, thank you, and I've enjoyed talking about Carrie. I know that it helps all of us bereaved parents and bereaved siblings to talk about, you know, our grief and the people that we've lost.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Well, it's time to close our show, and I want to thank again Natalie for being on the show.
And you're going to have Natalie read something, right, Mom?
Oh, I'm sorry, Heidi, you're right.
I love
Oh, good. We love this comment, and I almost blew it. Okay, Natalie, would you close with your comment? It's beautiful.
To my daughter, Carrie, I continue to miss you, my daughter, but I smile with the knowledge that you are with me. And I will see you one day when it is my time. Mingle with the children whose mothers I have met because of you. Help them to bring their moms and dads peace and messages, Carrie. I love you, Mom.
Thank you so much, Natalie, again.
Very powerful. Thank you, Natalie.
Please stay tuned again next week when we'll discuss with Rod Colvin the death of his brother Randy from a long-term addiction. Randy's death inspired Rod, a former journalist, to write Prescription Drug Addiction, The Hidden Epidemic. This show is archived on our website, healingthegrievingheart.org, as well as the Compassionate Friends website. Please stay tuned again next Thursday at 9 Pacific Standard Time, 12 Eastern, for more of Healing the Grieving Heart, a show of hope and renewal and support. Remember, others have been there and made it. So can you. Thanks for listening. I'm Dr. Gloria Horsley, and
I'm Dr. Heidi Horsley. Carrie will never be forgotten, and she continues to touch many lives today. Thank you, Natalie.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us today on Healing the Grieving Heart. Join us again next Thursday at the same time on Voice America Health and Wellness.